Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
So, how's everybody feeling tonight? How's your spirit? Welcome. We're glad. We're certainly glad to have you. We're going to have a very, really fun night tonight, and I'm glad everybody could make it. Because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a fascinating but very important topic into our spiritual growth called discovering your heart's purpose. We're going to talk about the Akashic Records and how they tie in with everything that we do. Topic two is going to encompass relationships, because relationships are the primary way that the universe teaches us the lessons that we need to know for soul growth. We started to talk about relationships. We're going to be talking a lot about relationships, but in a different way than we did last year, tying into the Akashic Records. Relationships are the most important part of our learning experience. That's how the universe teaches us the most. But you know, relationships, as probably all of us know, are the most complicated in our life. I want to tell you a story just to encompass a little bit about how relationships can be. There was a man, he lived in Fort Lauderdale. He was walking on the beach one day. He comes on this lamp, this like Middle Eastern type lamp. And he just looked at it, something out of a movie. He said, gosh, maybe I can rub this and a genie will come out. So he picks it up and he rubs it and all this, a genie popped out. Lo and behold, and this genie looks down at him, arms crossed. And he said, wow, I get three wishes. And the genie said to him, no, we're in a recession. You get one wish. He said, all right, I've never been out of the continental United States. I want to go to a tropical island. I want to get down to the Bahamas. I want to go to the Virgin Islands. But I can't fly because I'm scared to fly. I'm scared to death. I've never been on an airplane. I can't do it. I can't take a boat because I get terribly seasick. None of the medicine works. So could you build me a bridge from Florida to the Bahamas so I could drive there? And the genie looks down at him and said, do you know how much steel and concrete's involved in a bridge that size? He goes, no, you pick another wish. So he said, all right, genie, I've been married 3 times. And divorced 3 times. He said, I have all sorts of trouble with women. Could you find me a woman that I could live happily ever after with? We could just talk and we could just have a loving relationship and everything would be just perfect. And the genie just looks down at me. He says, all right, do you want that highway 2 lanes or 4? So I think that really, really sums up relationships, doesn't it? How difficult they can be. So very often, the relationships, they're complicated because what we learned growing up and what we've heard, fairy tale relationships that we read in books and so forth, and it doesn't prepare us from what's going to happen when we become an adult, you know, in relationships. To give you a little bit of history, the word Akasha comes from the Sanskrit word Akasha, which means boundless space. The idea that there's a space that is all-encompassing, that encompasses everything that we do in our soul journey in past lives, present, and future. All the spiritual masters over the years that I've had the privilege to train with and learn from, that I've known, all describe this invisible force field around the earth. And so picture the earth, picture this etheric field around the earth, which is the Akashic Record. The record keeps track of every thought, every word, every action that we have, every activity from the dawn of time. That's what it does. We often get glimpses of the Akashic Records when we have a near-death experience or we go into surgery. And all of a sudden, we're looking back and we can remember all these things in our lives. What we're actually doing is we're reading our Akashic Records at that point. And that's where that comes from. The Akashic Record keeps track of everything with our name attached to it. In addition to that, the records are interactive as well. Somehow, they're responsible for bringing everything together that the soul needs so that every soul can make it. As we've talked about before, we all have free will. There are lessons that we have to learn to evolve. We have the free will when we want to learn them, but not if we're going to learn them. We have to learn them to become higher up and one with our soul journey. But the Akashic Records assist us in pulling things together. If somebody's stubborn from lifetime to lifetime, they don't want to learn those lessons, the Akashic Records will assist in pulling all that together for them. With that being said, you know, in my opinion, they're there to make sure that every soul makes it. In other words, we have an all-loving God that has set up a system so that every soul may eventually makes it and becomes one with every other soul and becomes eventually one with God. That's what I've learned. That's just my opinion. And in addition to that, what's going on in the present, the Akashic Records keep track of everything that's going to happen in the future. But again, it's ever-changing. Now, it's possible to look at the Akashic records and the future to see exactly our thoughts, our activities, and pull it all together so we create our own future. That's part of it. In addition, the Akashic records are very concerned with intent. We've talked a lot about not goal setting, intent, why we do what we do. Now, I want to give you a couple examples. Sylvia Brown, I had worked with her on a couple occasions, and she was talking about some of her readings that she had done. And I just pulled a couple of them out just to bring this example to home. One of her readings, she told the story of how one of her clients brought a daughter to get a reading for her daughter. The girl was in her 20s. It was very unhappy. She had trouble making friends. Many people around made fun of her. She had difficult times growing up. Very self-conscious. And the boys in school, nobody wanted to be around her. They nicknamed her the Good Time Girl. And that stuck because now her friends didn't want to hang around with her because they would get a bad intention. Sylvia had told her that in a recent past life, she had been a hooker. And she had used what she had to get what she wanted. In other words, her intent had been selfish. She was a hooker for money. To me, this kind of makes sense because even though she was no longer involved in that line of work, in her present life, people were picking up on that energy field. That's what people were picking up on her. And Sylvia Brown had said this too when she was describing it. And this is how she got that reputation of being a good time girl from a past life. Now, in another reading, she talked about a girl who came to her, was very loving. She was so loving to everybody that she was nicknamed the angel by a lot of her friends with everything that she did. She just exuded love. Sylvia told her that in her most recent life, she had been a prostitute as well, but told the girl that she had used the only thing that she had to give men love, that they were lonely. They had nobody. She was using herself to give them the love that they wanted and desired. So this woman got credit in the present for what was reinforced, you know, from her past, whereas the other woman got credit for selfishness. In the present, that was reinforced. So that's sort of how that works, carries through. I mean, I thought those were two pretty good examples, so I wanted to go over those from Sylvia Brown. The point is that our intent, why we do things, the universe keeps track of it. The universe gives us credit as long as our intentions are good. That's a key, our intentions. There's a record of every soul in the universe, and now some people, when they, you know, access the Akashic records, they'll see books. They'll see filing. I've had people see files, thick files of their records when they've accessed it. I've had people see numerous things. I've had people see computers when they go up and access the Akashic records. If there's a record for every single soul, and however you see it is the way you're going to see it. You see what you going to see when we access them. We're going to do that in the meditation coming up. We're going to do that. I promise we're going to do that. The records have three components. There's a records of the past, there's a records of the present, and there's a records of the future. Every record in the past exists in the form of memory. Just say, for example, your head is full of slides. Those old-time slides that we used to see the slide projectors. Your head is full of slides, and each of these slides contains a pattern of memory. And we have a pattern of memory for everything. We have a pattern of memory for our talents. We have a pattern of memory for sports, anything that we would do. For example, a child might be very adept at music at a young age and can play an instrument when, you know, he or she's very young. There's a good possibility that they had played music in a past life. And so they're picking up right where they left off. So there's a good possibility that happened. So, you know, so we see patterns, capabilities that we take with us. It's almost like luggage. And that's a good thing. We also have patterns that are not so positive that we take with us. Our bigotries, our dislikes of other people, patterns that stay with us from lifetime to lifetime, which is why when we went over forgiveness, it's so important to deal with those and get rid of those so you don't take them with you. For example, if you have a boss that you don't like, you're probably creating a pattern of memory for that person. So the next time around, whether it's in this lifetime or the next, you're going to feel the same way about that boss, unless you've dealt with it. We have patterns of memory for every soul that we ever come in contact with. And these patterns of memory, they really need to be cleaned up. For every one of these negative patterns of memory that have to be cleaned up, you can do that with forgiveness. Forgiveness and unconditional love. We keep incarnating, as we've discussed, until we learn those lessons. Edgar Cayce used to say this all the time, that you don't want to keep incarnating. You don't want to do that. You want to learn these lessons now, because once you go to the other side, you don't want to come back here. You don't want to. But we have to learn those lessons. So, you know, if you have the choice to learn them now or learn them later, learn those lessons now. Yeah, exactly. Each lifetime's a little bit different, a lot different. But those patterns you take with you. Just remember that if a parent or someone crosses over, if you need help with certain things, if your loved one was not good in that field, just because they're on the other side doesn't make them any better than they were here. Because remember, I gave you those examples of, you know, the wife and her husband had passed and he was horrible at gambling and she prayed to him for gambling and lost more and more money. You know, I kid with my dad. I say, you know, when you pass, you're going to be a healer guide on the other side. Because he's a doctor here, and he'll sort of look at me, and but it's the truth. He will be. He'll be a healer. You know, I want to get into a little bit about, you know, this is where karma comes in, because people misunderstand karma. Most people believe that karma is a debt. You hear it all the time, what goes around comes around. You know, how often do we hear that? Well, that's not what karma is. Karma is simply memory. Classrooms. That's what karma is. You know, at any given time, we have the free will to choose how we respond to that memory. You know, again, free will comes into it. So we take karmic memory and patterns with us all the time. And for example, when you have a sweet tooth, you love candy. You wake up in the morning and the first thing you want is you want something sweet. You want that candy. Okay? I need a piece of candy. So remember, as Edgar Cayce used to say, the mind is a builder. The more we think about something, the more it becomes part of who we are. Whether it's sweets, whether it's cigarettes, sex, anger, doesn't matter. You know, the more we think about it. So if it's kindness, love, empathy, the mind dwells upon it, the more it becomes part of who we are. And that memory is stored just below the surface with us. And so if we've never had a piece of candy before or anything sweet, believe it or not, some people may not have, we don't know we're addicted to sweets until we have that first piece, and then we have to have more and more and more. It's just as easy to energize negative patterns of karmic memory as it is positive. And so with that, you know, patterns of love, patterns of empathy, it's just as easy to, you know, energize patterns of anger, hatred, animosity. You know, we've talked a lot about that. That's why it's so important to set spiritual intentions. Because spiritual intentions, what they do is they energize the positive patterns rather than dealing with the negative ones. And so as we work on our spiritual intentions, then we somehow transform any negative patterns that we have. They get transformed. So karma is only memory. That's all karma is. And the example, it exists in the past lives, and we carry it with us. And often people come up to me and they'll say at a workshop or something of that nature, I believe in reincarnation, Joe, but I've never had a past life memory. And you know, I'll politely tell them that we all have past life memories. We just don't know what it is when we have them. We don't recognize it. For example, we meet somebody for the first time. Yeah, and we don't like the person. We meet somebody the first time and we really have a strong connection with that person. And that person, you know, where does that come from, those feelings? Where does that come from? Just meeting somebody for the first time. Yeah, it comes from patterns of memory that we take with us from lifetime to lifetime. And we never meet anybody, any person that we have any type of emotional connection with that we have not been with before in some lifetime. We need to be constantly learning from these patterns. We don't experience things over and over again just by random. There's a reason for it. There's a lesson in our relationships for one another. There's something that the universe is trying to tell us. So I'm going to suggest that you take some time every day, go to your altar, go to your quiet place if you don't have an altar, and look at some of the patterns that keep repeating themselves in your life over and over again. Look at some of those. There's something there going on in your life that continues to happen over and over again. There's a lesson there that you need to learn. So just spend some time. It'll be well worth it. Spend 10, 15 minutes and do that. Because another way to look at it, the lessons that we're trying to learn about yourself, they're patterns repeating themselves in, you know, effort to get your attention. It'll keep happening and happening. It's like if you don't deal with a relationship, that same type of person is going to continue to come into your life. You know, I think I used the example before. If you don't like a coworker or boss and you say, okay, I quit and move on, well, there's something there you needed to learn. You're going to go to the next job, and chances are there's going to be somebody there just like that person. You know, because that's just the way the universe puts people in our lives to learn what we need to learn. Rather than seeing yourself as a victim, see yourself as an individual who's dealing with memory. Experiences inside yourself that you need to deal with it to transform your life. look at it from that standpoint, and most importantly, to heal. That's a key. So take those 10, 15 minutes and spend time at your altar or some quiet place and look at the patterns that keep repeating themselves over and over again in your life. Step back, take a look at those patterns, and if there's something that you can learn about yourself, having gone through those experiences, chances are there's definitely there. But another way you can do it, because I have people that say, I see these patterns, but I'm not sure what they mean. Other people that are close to us can be a big, big help to us. And sometimes, you know, I'll encourage people to go to a close friend. Rather than a family member, go to a close friend that you trust, that you're close with, and just explain to that person that you're having these patterns over and over again. And just ask your friend, if you were having these patterns over and over again, what kind of lesson would you be wanting to learn from them? What would that tell you? And sometimes by going to a friend, you can get some great insights, a different insight. Because we remember, we have our ego and we have our intellect that blocks that. The ego doesn't want us to learn these lessons. It wants to continuously protect us. So sometimes there's a block there, or if you go to a friend, that'll help it. You know, uncover what you need to learn. Yeah, you want to ask yourself, have any patterns repeating themselves in the present that I experienced? Yeah, right? In past, and, you know, what am I supposed to be learning from those patterns that keep repeating? There's something there. And ask yourself, what talents and abilities have I brought into the present from the past? Are there people in the present that I'm dealing with that I knew in the past? You know, that I'm still learning from those relationships. You know, is there any unfinished business from the past that I'm dealing with in the present? Perhaps part of your soul's purpose, you know, has repeated itself. You know, sometime getting, you know, effective feedback, as I said, from others, from friends, close friends will help you, you know, with this and give you valuable insights into your own life. One of the advantages of looking at the Akashic Records is it gives us insights into, you know, who we are in the present, our talents, abilities, our relationships with those around us. You're looking, you know, at the past to gain insight. And perhaps there's a relationship you want to further gain insights on. There's a talent that you'd like further developed. You know, this type of looking into the past can do that. You want to experience more details about anything. There's a very powerful meditation you utilize to be able to do that.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.